As to the history of the Church of Poskant and the buildings adjacent to it, the significant changes made during the second half of the 19th century cancelled most of the 15th century architectural lines, and do not allow to rebuild their shape and size. The oldest references to the church, and related buildings, are found in the Acts of the Apostolic Visit of Cardinal Borromeo in 1575. In particular, it is indicated that outside the church there were three altars. One inside the cemetery chapel, which was said to be the ancient church, but, at that time, it was old and battered. Another one, dedicated to the Virgin Lady, was under the outer porch, and the last one, dedicated to Saint Roch, was in a frescoed chapel, closed by a wooden gate, except for the altar inside the cemetery. Now only the altar and chapel in the current sacristy of the sanctuary remain. On the back wall of this chapel stands on a large fresco filling the entire wall. The fresco shows the crucified Christ, flanked on both sides by Saints Roch and Sebastian. Below is the Madonna enthroned with the child between Saint John the Baptist and Saint Francis receiving the stigmata. The inscription on the bottom left of the upper compartment begins with the date of execution of the work, 1478, and it continues recalling the vote the population made on the occasion of the plague of that year that had raged in the territory of the Venetian state. Evidently the community of Poskant was not affected by the disease, and this is why it had the fresco painted depicting the two patron saints against the plague, Roch and Sebastian. The chapel was dedicated to them, with the charge of celebrating Mass in perpetuity on the day of their feast. For the dating and the executive style, the fresco is considered by someone an early work of the painter Giovanni Gavazzi. Some notes about the painter Giovanni Gavazzi, Giovanni di Jacopo Gavazzi, also known as Gavazio, is the author of the Madonna dello Scoiattolo preserved in Sant'Alessandro in Colonna in Bergamo. Hence the proof that the painter was originally from Poskant, but otherwise historians agree that the characteristics of Giovanni Gavazzi's painting are completely extraneous to the culture of Bergamo and refer instead to the Venetian, especially the Bellinian school. It may be concluded that this is one of the many panels imported from Venice to Bergamo, or the result of a temporary return of the artist to his homeland. No other work among those preserved in the churches of Bergamo and traditionally attributed to the artist can be traced back to him with a minimum of documentary support. Giovanni Gavazzi was one of the many painters from Bergamo who worked in Venice in the 16th century, probably gathered around the workshop of the painters Santa Croce,